Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. There are 54 Hutterite colonies in South Dakota. Hutterites live in community, sharing all but a few personal goods, marrying within their faith. Divorce is not allowed. A new film by Becca Flynn White looks at the compelling story of a young woman determined to walk away from a South Dakota Hutterite colony in the 1970s in order to escape an undesirable marriage and get her education. Becca Flynn White is writer and director of the film Hutterite. It screens Saturday, May 19th during the Sioux Empire Film Festival in Sioux Falls, and she joins us on the phone now from California, but she's originally from Sioux Falls. Becca Flynn White, thanks for being here.
Thanks so much for having me, Lori. It's a pleasure.
Tell me, this is a personal journey for you as well as a journey of a filmmaker. Tell me about your background.
Absolutely. So I grew up in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. I went to Washington High School, and I actually attended Augustana College for a year until I transferred to Webster Conservatory in St. Louis, Missouri. And my mother and my grandmother actually grew up in a Hutterite colony. And I went there a lot growing up. I have quite a bit of experience being around Hutterites. And it's really, the film is a representation of an inspiration from my mother's own story.
Hmm. So did your mother, in fact, I mean, how close is it to true life? Did she, in fact, leave a colony and sort of, make, I want to give away the whole film, but, you know, did she make efforts to sort of abandon the colony and the people who lived there?
She did, indeed. Things are a lot different in Hutterite colonies now. They've made a lot of progress in terms of women's education. But at the time when my mom was growing up, women were not allowed to be educated past the eighth grade. So that's always been something that's been extremely inspirational to me because, you know, I've never had to choose between leaving the place I lived and worrying about, you know, where my next meal is coming from just in order to pursue my dream. So my mom grew up in a Hutterite colony just outside Mitchell, South Dakota, and she was one of 10 children. And at the time, they weren't allowing women to, you know, pursue higher education, let alone high school education. So she was always really interested in reading books and sorry, my three-month-old son is on my lap right now, and he's giving me a really hard time.
He's welcome to join the conversation.
Right. I'm sure he'll make some noises that make no
sense. That's all right.
But he thinks they're good.
Right.
So anyway, my mom really has a beautiful story. She was invited to stay with a family in South Dakota, the Gross family. They actually later ended up founding the Banquet. My mother's sister, Kathy, had fallen off a barn and broken her arm and needed elbow surgery. And one of the surgeons there at the time, Dr. Phil Gross, noticed how good my mom was with her sister and said, you know, have you ever thought about becoming a nurse? And she said, yeah, that's exactly what I want to do. And from there, a long story later, she ended up staying with the family and being their nanny. They had a new baby and ended up being able to pursue her education that way and got her GED. She was taking secret correspondence courses at the time. And so anyway, that story has always really stuck with me and inspired me that my mom really made a life for herself from nothing, you know, just a life from scratch, really. And so that's, you know, some of the themes that the film touches on, but also there's my own creative license, of course, in there as well.
I want to talk about the film and getting it made. If you're just tuning in, the film we're talking about is called Hutterite, and the filmmaker, writer, and director is Becca Flynn White. She's originally from Sioux Falls, and we're talking with her on the phone now. And how did you get this film made? Because it is a rare look at the recreation of what colony life might have been like in the 70s. But some of it is the same now, although there have been many changes since that time. So talk about the authenticity of sort of portraying, the people on screen.
Absolutely. It was absolutely imperative that I get it right, because otherwise I was going to hear it from everyone in my family. And I'm sure I will anyway. But it was really important to me to get the dresses right, to get the, look and feel of the time period right. The dresses are just one issue. The head coverings and things like that, they're different in every colony, and there are different types of Hutterites. There's, Schmiedelite, Larolite, and all different types of Hutterites, and their dots on their scarves are even different depending mm-hmm. on, what sect of Hutterite they are. So I wanted to be really accurate with things and details like that, and also time period cars. And, I didn't want the car to be too shiny, because, what farmer in the 1970s would have a beautiful new car or truck?
Right.
So things like that were real challenges. But the incredible thing is I knew that if I would go home and make this in South Dakota, that the land would provide. That is what South Dakotans do. Lo and behold, we asked and we received. It was incredible to see that outpouring of help that came to me as a huge resource making the film there. And it was funny because I brought a large number of crew members and cast from California. And, the producers would kind of look at me and say, well, how are you going to do that? And I would be like, it's South Dakota. Like, people are very, very generous here. You don't understand my people. They provide. And we had so many people, down to Aqua One water company, just the most essential thing that you need. People donated water, people donated food, and even my grandma was able to get me a lot of Hutterite dresses that were authentically made by Hutterite women. And it was just really, really heartening to see people working together. And I think that's the beauty of a film, is just this community working together. It was like our own big Hutterite colony. Our film was this one big Hutterite colony helping each other.
There are many, obviously this is a fictional portrayal, and, there's an unflattering character, character who you really, really wouldn't want to be in your colony. You have to walk a balance between sort of people making too broad of an assumption about every colony and every, individual, because they haven't seen this world very much. And I think you kind of do that with a delicate touch there. Was that something that you were sensitive to, and that you didn't, that you wanted to tell a true story and you wanted to tell a compelling story, but you also didn't want, to depict some stereotype that would stick in people's imagination?
Thank you for saying that. That's probably the most important issue to me, because I still have beloved family members that live in the Hutterite colony. And, this is the story of a past. Our nation has many stories that are unflattering, and we have to look at them in order to learn, and we have to look at them in order to be better. And that was my purpose in this film, was really, on a broader sense, look at where we are with access to education, and, wanting to tell a story of a woman overcoming great odds in a time where, there are a lot of challenges for women and people of color, and all of that is super important to me to depict that kind of struggle. And so it's a delicate balance when you're dealing with something where the people are still maybe alive that you're being inspired by, or, that society is still absolutely well and the Hutterites are still rocking and rolling. They're doing really amazing things. So, of course, it was extremely important to me to be respectful and to try to not offend, but also really look at the truth and say, you know, what is true about my family's own story and the heart of this character, and how can I tell a compelling story while also being respectful, but, you know, brutally honest about some of the issues that all women were probably going through at that time. You know, right. It's a different time for women across the board, whether they're in a Hutterite colony or not. So,
right.
Yeah,
it fits into that larger, you know, I mean, if you put it with other films of the time period then, and you looked at the 1970s, you know, late 60s, early 70s, and, you know, what was happening across America, this is a story of some strong women in a different circumstance that we never get to see, that helps paint, you know, a clearer picture of the overall, you know, efforts of women at that time and what they were facing.
Right. I mean, it's a rare thing, I think, to even be pursuing a college education in South Dakota, in the, you know, rural South Dakota in the 1970s. So right. She truly was an exceptional person in the way that she was thinking. And there were only a few options for women at the time, you know, careers to pursue. So, you know, Hutterite colony or not, I think it was a rare thing for a woman to be able to go from having just an eighth grade education to right. being college educated.
And in our last 30 seconds together here, did you accomplish your goal of teaching people that South Dakota is a great place to make a movie? Do you think those cast members that go back to California and beyond will say, yeah, that's not a bad place to, you know, to make a film?
Without a doubt. It felt like summer camp. The people who came from California, can't wait to come back and make another film, and we're working on trying to make that happen. So,
all right.
they were absolutely blown away by the kindness and the beauty of South Dakota, and I'm glad that they got a chance to see what I grew up seeing and knowing about my state, so it was pretty cool.
Becca Flynn White is writer and director. The film is called Hutterite. You can see it Saturday, May 19th during the Sioux Empire Film Festival in Sioux Falls. Lots of great films showing during that time. We'll put a link up on our website, listen.sdpb.org. Becca, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate your time.
Lori, thank you so much. Have a great day.